Chrisley Confessions is brought to you by Progressive. What's one thing you'd purchase with a little extra savings? A weighted blanket? Smart speaker? The new self-care trend you've been hearing about? Well, Progressive wants to make sure that you're getting what you want by helping you save money on car insurance. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save over $700 on average. And customers can qualify for an average of 6 discounts when they sign up. Discounts like having multiple vehicles on your policy. Progressive offers outstanding coverage and award-winning claim service. Day or night, they have customer service 24/7, 365 days a year. When you need them most, they're at their best. A little off your rate each month goes a long way. Get a quote today at progressive.com and see why 4 out of 5 new auto customers recommend Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed in 2020. Potential savings will vary. Discounts vary and are not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. We're doing something new today.
Yes, we are.
We're actually sitting in our own podcast room.
Yes.
Which I love. So I have so many more things to kind of bring you guys up to speed on and new things that are happening within the Chrisley family.
Yes.
And we'll share some of those today and we'll share some more next week.
Okay. Can I share my one thing that I was dealing with this morning so I don't forget it?
Yes, please. Go ahead, because Chrisley Confessions has turned into nothing but all about Julie.
Oh, okay. Whatever. So this morning, I was diligently working to get our post done for the Fall Chrisley Box. So if you haven't gotten on the VIP list, go ahead, folks, and get on that VIP list, because our numbers are limited as to the amount of boxes that we have, and I don't want you guys to miss out.
You know what happens when they miss out. They start blowing us up on social media complaining that they were not able to get a box. And I have been talking about this now for months and months and months, that you have to get on this list in order to get the box.
Exactly. And I was able this morning to secure a code for our listeners on Chrisley Confessions. So if you'll go to my Instagram, use the link.
What is your Instagram?
Julie Chrisley.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So go to my Instagram, use the swipe up in my story, and it will direct you right to there, and use the code Julie15, and that will give you $15 off the fall box. So they were able to give me that just for our Chrisley Confessions.
And folks, listeners. We were trying to get in the shower, and she's standing there buck ass naked at the bathroom counter trying to get her post done and telling them, I want to do something for our followers on Chrisley Confessions, and we want this, you know, give me something that I can give them. And so I'm standing there in the shower watching her fight, begging for 15% from y'all.
Not 15%, $15.
I'm sorry, $15 off. So, you know, what I want to say about the Chrisley box, you know, I started this with you guys and then I stepped away because I have too many other things going on. But my only requirement was that you had to make sure that these boxes, that people were getting things of quality.
Absolutely.
Not just a bunch of shit that shows up at your doorstep and you don't know, you know, you end up throwing it in a drawer or whatever.
Absolutely.
Something that you would use. And I have to say that I am so proud of what you guys have cultivated for this box and what you guys have been able to cultivate for the Christmas box.
Yes.
Because the partnerships and the people, I want to give a huge shout out to all the companies that, when we reached out and said, would you partner with us on these things? They were like, absolutely. Right. I mean, there was no hesitation. And these are women-owned businesses.
Absolutely.
These are products that are going to help make your life better, make your day better. Whether it's a skincare product, whether it's, you know, a hair care product, whether it's whatever.
Something for your house.
Right. You know, it's when I looked at it, because yes, I'm a control freak, and you guys brought me all the product, mm-hmm. and I took away, what, 6 or 7 different things. And
we added 2.
Right. I said, nobody wants this shit. Nobody wants to have this in their house. Nobody wants to have this in their drawer. I don't want this. I don't want to see it around my house. You guys went back and worked even harder and found better quality and things of substance.
Absolutely. And I did do that. So I worked very closely with Kelly over at the Chrisley Box, and we personally shop these items. We get the items, we try them out, we read about the companies, we make sure that they are within keeping of our brand and the things that we want to promote and be associated with. So just a little background on the Chrisley Box, because we are so proud of it. So use the code Julie15 to get $15 off. Get on that VIP list.
And I think it's important, the contents of this box, the fair market value is how much?
Oh, most of the time it is, you know, $300 or more.
And they're getting it for what?
Yes. I think it's $129, and then they get $15 off.
Okay. So, folks, you know, look, I mean, you're getting those savings because of people partnering with us, and we want to pass that along to you because we want to do good in this world. So, you guys sign up. Do not be sending me messages in my inbox that you missed out on getting a box, and that because there's only a certain number that they can provide. The, you know, regardless of how much a company likes us or wants to do business with us, they're only going to provide so many products for us. And I want you all to be able to have whatever it is that we're using. I want you to have that access because we want to be the family that is the family for every family. We want to be the people for the people. We want to be the family that if we're using it and you can't afford to use it, then we want to try to make it as accessible to you as we possibly can.
And the box is $149.95, free shipping.
Okay, and 15%
off. $15 off.
I'm trying to get y'all more people. So $15 off. I'm sorry. All right. So listen, again, I thank you so much, Judy, because you took that ball, you and Savannah, and y'all ran with it. And I'm proud of what you've accomplished.
It's over $400 retail of products included in the box. This fall box is right at $440 retail, and you get it for $149.95.
Now, folks, don't be bitching and send me messages saying you can't afford it. You can't, you know, it's too much. A lot of people can't afford $149.
Yes.
But if you can't afford it, I can't help you any more than knock off $300 off of it.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not sleeping with anybody to get y'all a free comb.
So go check it out now. We won't take up any more time. You tell us something else. Oh, I got something else. This really is all about
it. Turned all about it, Julie.
So if you guys are following me on Instagram, I hope you are, and thank you so much. I made a post yesterday of something that I am working on that I am so, so excited
that
about.
That you've been working on for 2 years.
My cookware line. And the cookware line is just the beginning, folks. I have so many ideas going through my head. Everything from cookware to casserole dishes to utensils to bakeware to serving platters. We all know how much I love a serving platter.
Folks, if you ever need a serving platter, don't go buy one. Call us.
I love a
dish.
We've
got one to send you.
I love a dish. I love a plate. So I posted yesterday on my Instagram that I need your help. I need your help coming up with a name. So don't forget, go to my Instagram, put in the comment sections if you have any ideas, because I'm super excited about this and we got so much fun things coming.
Well, I've already given you my suggestion, which we'll keep private until everyone else has theirs.
Right.
Because I want to see if someone comes up with something better than what I did.
Right.
And so, again, I'm proud of you for this. I'm proud of the hard work that's gone into the last 2 years of developing these products, because you are particular.
Yes.
You know, I grew up with my mother using a black frying pan, and she could make anything in it.
Right.
And Julie uses a cast iron skillet, yeah, you know, for chicken and cornbread and things like that. But you are a fancier cook.
No, but I'm going to have my version of that.
Right.
So,
but you're a fancier cook than my mother. You know, Julie likes to have all of her dishes to match. She likes to make sure that her, you know, what is it, your pots and pans match, you know, the rest of the stuff in the kitchen. And I love the colors that you have chosen. I mean, because you know I'm a color person.
Yes.
And I love for everything to match.
Yes.
And I love that you've done that.
Well, and the thing about my collection that I have really worked hard is to find good quality and the things that I love when I'm cooking.
Now, you've been using these products now for going on 6 months.
Yes. I wanted something that was durable, but that wasn't so heavy that once it had stuff in it, I couldn't pick it up off the stove. Mm-hmm. I wanted stuff that wasn't going to stick, that was easy to clean, that cleaned up well, looked pretty afterwards. So all these things have gone into this design. So I am super excited and can't wait to share with you guys.
Well, I think it's worth noting that when you started developing this, you and the company that you chose to create this line, y'all started out very friendly, very cordial, and I warned them, now listen, she's very sweet until she doesn't get what she wants. And then I guess it was, what, 6 months into it, and you were sending stuff back saying, no, this is not what I want. This is not what a mother who's working 8 hours or 10 hours a day is going to relate to. That, you know, if someone who's making minimum wage, they're not going to be able to afford this. You were very conscious about all of that. And that battle went on between
Absolutely.
You and the manufacturer.
And I think it also is different when you do cook. When you cook every day, when it is your passion, I think it's easy. You know, if you don't cook, you're not going to get passionate about a frying pan or a Dutch oven or a casserole dish. But that is my passion. That's what I love to do. So I'm just so excited about it. I'm just so excited.
Well, I'm proud of you. I mean, but can we now move on and not
yes,
make it all
move
about
on.
Julie?
Okay, so okay. We can move on.
All right.
Did you know health insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of an emergency medical flight? Even with comprehensive coverage, you could get hit with substantial copays and deductibles. That's why planning ahead is essential for financial protection. If an emergency arises, AirMed Care Network's highly trained crews can provide air medical transport to the nearest and most appropriate trauma center. And with an AirMed Care Network membership, you pay no out-of-pocket expenses for that flight. That's right. Members won't see a bill when flown by an AMCN provider. An AMCN membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. Join AMCN and secure your financial peace of mind. Right now, as a listener of our podcast, Chrisley Confessions, you'll receive up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/Chrisley and use the offer code Chrisley.
So, you know, folks, I always try to give you guys an update on what as the world turns with the Georgia Department of Revenue. Well, yesterday there was a conference with the judge because Alex Sponseller, who works for the AG's office, had decided after we had served him, because he represents all of these ass clowns that are being deposed with the Georgia Department of Revenue. Alex Sponseller decided that he was going to be overly litigious and that he was going to run up our legal fees and he was going to object to anyone being deposed with the Georgia Department of Revenue. Now, folks, if you are not hiding something, why do you give a shit about going and sitting down for a deposition? I don't care. I'm going to do one. Julie's going to do one. And we've got, I think, about 40 other people that's going to do them. But Alex Sponseller, who clearly does not know the law, but yet he's sitting in the AG's office, said, no, not going to, we're not going to do, you can't depose them. Well, I am grateful for the judge in this case because basically the judge didn't even give him 5 minutes because it was such a stupid argument and basically said, they will be deposed. Schedule the dates. So we are now have been given the green light to depose everyone that we want to depose. And so we're moving forward with that. It was a great day yesterday when the judge decided that Josh Waits, through his attorney, who also was arguing that we should not be allowed to know his financial status, we shouldn't be allowed to know where his money comes from. Although this is the same man who literally was taking funds, seizing funds from taxpayers in the state of Georgia via their assets and sitting on a slush fund of over $5 million that he was using as his own piggy bank. But yet they don't think we have a right to know where his money was coming from. Well, the judge ruled against that and said, no, they will provide us that information. We also got a great response when the partner in crime, Michael Lambros, an attorney there in Atlanta, Georgia, who has been working with Josh Waits on this whole slush fund, you know, taking money from taxpayers and seizing assets, you know, unlawfully and threatening with criminal prosecution and what have you. The judge also ruled that she wanted to know all payments that were to be made or that were made to Josh Waits via the Lambros firm. So everything that we ask for yesterday, the judge saw through the arguments that the Alex Sponseller made. He saw through the arguments that Anna Rita McGovern made and Terry Long, the attorneys for Josh Waits, and gave us the honored the request that our side had made. Julie and I will now be sitting for our depositions as well, which we look forward to. And so that's kind of the update. I think that with the information that we're going into these depositions with, it's going to be very, very enlightening as to how many people lie under oath. And then we get to use the proof that we have to show that they have committed perjury. So for that, I'm very grateful. Now let's move on to Katie Joy, who is this wannabe uneducated blogger, who has, I've now understood, has been sued multiple times. And she has posted on her, I guess, social media channel or Twitter or whatever, that she is best friends with my daughter, Lindsay, and that she has spoken with Lindsay, you know, and they've had this great relationship. Well, it's ironic that that Katie Joy is the one who was writing all of these lies about the Chrisley family. Now she goes on her page or whatever this little thing is that she has, I think with 5,000 or 6,000 followers, whatever it is. And she goes on there and she talks about that she's basically best friends with Lindsay. And so now we're subpoenaing these phone records so that we can match up the phone numbers and the timing of the stories that were released to her so-called interactions with Lindsay. Now, folks, at the end of the day, the truth, we already know what it is because we're sitting on the messages that we have that are have been screenshotted. And Katie, you know about these messages. You know about these messages, Katie. Katie Joy, you know about the messages because you provided these messages to multiple people. So my advice would be that if you're claiming to be Lindsay's best friend and Lindsay's not responding to your statements of you being her best friend, then that means Lindsay's probably aware of the context of the messages that we have that were between the two of you and the conversations that you've had. But regardless, you're going to get your opportunity because we are filing suit against Katie Joy. Now, I want to clear up what I'm seeing on Twitter. A lot of people are saying I don't see it filed in the state where Katie Joy resides because that's where Katie Joy made these slanderous statements. We are fully aware of how this lawsuit needs to be filed, and it is going to be filed correctly. We sent out a spoliation notice to Katie Joy. Her attorney has already responded, stating that his client would like to cooperate to the best of her ability and would be saving all communications and would not be destroying anything and any channels that she has closed down. She still has access to the content and that they would be more than willing to try to work this out with us. The only way this is going to be worked out, Katie Joy, is you are going to do a retraction of the lies that you have told. You're going to identify your source of the lies that you've told. And once you do that, because here's the thing, folks, the law firm that we have, these are not drop shots. These are not people charging you $59 for you to give them to give you 15 minutes of their time. Katie Joy didn't have anything worth us going after. There is no money there. There are no assets. So when Katie Joy talks about he's not going to come for me, understand this, Katie Joy. First of all, you're a psycho narcissist. I'm coming for you, darling. That one thing's for certain and two things are for sure. You can fucking count on Todd Christopher coming for you. And I'm coming for you. So your attorney has responded to our attorney. We're now waiting on his response. I don't know if you hadn't paid him or whatever, because he's ignored the last two emails that Jonathan DeLuca has sent to him. So with that being said, I am going to post all of these things that these lies that Katie Joy has, because I've got a team that's pulling together all of these videos that we had downloaded long before Katie started archiving videos. Now, you know, Katie's been going on her channel and cleaning things up. Does you know good to spring clean, darling, in the wintertime? We already had copied all of your videos. We already had them. But I am grateful to the Twitter world and the Instagram world, because there is such a loathing for Katie Joy that they have made copies of these things and have bombarded our attorneys and us as well with this information. Now, I didn't know that Katie Joy's husband was named Todd and that he's a frustrated former, you know, some kind of band player or something. I guess it didn't work out for him, or there'd be assets to collect on. But regardless of that, I received notification of that, and I want to make sure that I'm doing this correctly, since everyone is in the sue phase these days. Let's see here. Making sure I get this right. Let me put my focals on so I can see who I'm talking to. So I received this notice the other day that tells me about Katie Joy's husband. And it's titled, Without a Crystal Ball, Canis Dearest, Katie Joy. And it says, Katie Joy Paulson proudly shares her husband's newly released homemade music video containing footage of neo-Nazi symbolism. Now, folks, this is who you're dealing with. This is who we've been dealing with. And yet she wants to get on her channel and cry. She wants to say she's being stalked and harassed. This woman has created notoriety in her own mind. Nobody gives a shit about Katie Joy Paulson. No one cares about this woman. This woman is a non-entity. She's non-existing. She only exists in the realm of the 47,000 followers that she has on Instagram, that when I start posting my stuff, Let's watch the numbers decline when I tag all of her followers in these, so that they know what this woman has done to so many people, lying, trying to monetize her social media so she can get paid for the lies that she tells. And that's what I plan on doing. We're going to be tagging her followers so that they know this is the kind of person that she's following, or that they're following. Now, this is an article that was sent to me that says that this homemade music video containing footage of neo-Nazi symbolism to her 114,000 subscribers. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not following neo-Nazis. I'm not following racists. If I am, I'm not aware of it. And if I am following someone and I'm not aware of it, that means they don't have the balls to stand up for what they claim that they are. So I wanted to clear up, because Katie wants to go around and act like she's got balls of steel. She wants to go on her social media and she wants to say, he's not going to sue me. You are being sued. Dare me. This is not a game of chicken. I don't have to sit out here and threaten you. It's coming. You've already been given notice of it. You've already gone on your social, you've already gone on your little whatever channel it is that you have, and you've already said you're willing to cooperate. You haven't cooperated yet because my attorneys would not be waiting on your attorney to respond if that were the case. So we will file the lawsuit. She will then incur the cost because we are going for discovery. We are going to subpoena her phone records, her husband's phone records. We are going to get all the phone numbers from that phone record and compare to the phone records that we already have. And we're going to close the loop on these co-conspirators that tried to take the Chrisley name down.
Okay, guys, so, you know, one of our biggest investments in our house are our mattresses. And you know what? It's silly not to put as much thought and care into the sheets that you'll be sleeping on night after night. So that is why we love Bull & Branch. They know high quality, and it doesn't just stop at your mattress. These ultra-soft organic sheets are transparently sourced and produced in safe, fair conditions, and you'll feel a difference and know you're making one. Bull & Branch started with a mission: produce the highest quality sheets on the market and make the world a better place in the process. Today, they're still the best choice for anyone who wants comfort that lasts. And we have Bull & Branch on our beds. They wash up great. They feel so soft. I am a white sheet person, so we love the white sheets, but they come in an array of colors to choose from. And I also love to give Bull & Branch as gifts. If someone's getting married, I love to gift them a set of sheets because it's one of those gifts that they can enjoy night after night. So the signature hemmed sheets are beloved bestsellers for good reason. They get softer with every wash. Buttery soft, lightweight, and a 100% organic cotton sateen weave that's perfect for all seasons. They come in a variety of colors and all sizes, from twin up to California King. Made to a higher standard with toxin-free processes, fair trade certification to ensure workers are paid fair living wages. So to experience the best sheets you've ever felt, choose Bull & Branch. You can try them worry-free for 30 nights with free shipping and returns. And my listeners here at Chrisley Confessions get an exclusive 15% off your first set of sheets with promo code Chrisley at bullandbranch.com. That's Bull & Branch, B-O-L-L and B-R-A-N-C-H.com, promo code Chrisley.
Now understand, yes, there was family participation with Katie Joey. She's already acknowledged that. I've got it in text messages. I've got it where Katie Joy talks about that she and Lindsay discussed my sexuality and that Lindsay would not. Let me just read it to you. I'll go ahead and read it because, you know, for shits and giggles, I just figured I would. Because I'm bored today and I want to make sure that I say everything correctly. Okay, so here it is. On 6/10/2020, Lindsay refuses to discuss the rumors of her dad's sexuality. She gets really pissed about it. I've never ever heard her be supportive of the LGBTQ. Now, this is what Katie Joy Paulson is saying about Lindsay, that she's not supportive of the LGBTQ. Folks, does that sound like a best friend? And this individual comes back and says, wow, don't know much about that. I just believe Lindsay is out of her place. I get the impression that Lindsay is decent, but defending Kaylin makes her appear with blind, stupid, or in her likeness. Katie Joy responds, she's a nice person, but I don't know. She just pops off easy. She gets mad if I criticize Kale, and I'm like, this is my job. I think today she's pissed because this could sink their podcast. Now, that doesn't sound like she's best friends with Lindsay. Katie, I don't want you as a best friend. The world doesn't want you as a best friend. because best friends don't speak about their best friends the way you just spoke about my daughter. Now, you've gone and told that Lindsay was the leak, that Lindsay was the one providing you information about our family, that Lindsay was begging you to write these articles, to put these things on your YouTube. You've gone and told all of that, that information we're now sitting on, and your phone records are going to share, are going to confirm the information that we have. So if you truly, which I know the truth is something that you have no concept of, but I am not the bitch for you. I promise you, you are still in training. I am certified. Your lies end now. You will not write about the Chrisley family again with your lies, because I'm going to put you out of business. And in the course of me putting you out of business, I will save other families and other individuals out here that you have targeted in the reality realm of television, or just in television as a whole, so that you can try to pay your power bills because your husband's failed music career did not provide enough to support you. So with that being said, come for me. I'm leaving my door open for you, Katie Joy Paulson, without a crystal ball. Come for me. You're walking over, but you'll limp back. So, folks, that's my rant on Katie Joy Paulson and without a crystal ball and the lies that she has told. So now we can move on to the first caller.
Hello, Todd and Julie. I'm actually watching your show right now. But my question is, when's Nanny going to be on the podcast? I'd love to see her on the podcast. And also, my other question is for Todd. What is the favorite type of car you've had? I know you had a Range Rover, and I've seen you with a Cadillac. So what's the favorite kind of car you've had? Thank you.
You know, the favorite type of car that I've ever had is probably my Range Rover. I've had Bentley. I have had Lexus. I've had, you know, we have a Cadillac Escalade. Julie drives the Maybach. She's had the S550. You know, we've had a lot of different cars, but I always go back to my Range Rover. It's the thing that I love the most. It's easy. I don't like to ride in a car that I have to step out and step up to, you know, to get out of. I like to step down. So, the Range Rover is probably my favorite car. What about you, Julie?
You know, I've driven an Escalade for so long, it's just kind of second nature, I guess.
Well, that's because you've got, listen, folks, if you need a home renovation done, or if you need groceries for a meal for the night, or if you need a change of clothing, or anything that you might need, it'll be in Julie's Escalade or in the back of Savannah's car. So is that why you like an Escalade?
I guess so.
Okay. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Karen from West Virginia. A huge, huge fan. I listen to your podcast, and I watch all your episodes. So my question is, pool or no swimming pool? And does it add any value to your home? And I know you had mentioned on the podcast you have a new home, and I saw bits and pieces of it during your show. And do you have a new swimming pool with that home? I saw your old swimming pool in your other home in Nashville, and it was really pretty as well. That's my question. We're sort of wondering if we should invest that money if it pays off in the end. Thank you.
You know, we do have a pool in our new home.
Yes.
And we are swimmers. We love to be in the water. So, you know, all of our homes have had pools except for, I mean, in the last 20 years, all of our homes have had pools. And we don't, it's like putting money in a hole that you can't go dig back up.
Well, I will say, if you're comparing from a real estate standpoint, mm-hmm. if you're comparing two properties that are relatively the same, that they're very similar, and one has a pool, I do think you're going to give more value to the one that has a pool than the one that doesn't.
But we wouldn't buy a house that had a pool if the house was not as nice as the house that didn't have a pool.
But that's because that's what I said. If you're comparing two houses that are very similar,
then yes, you would.
And
go to
one has
pool.
A pool, yes. And one doesn't. I think you do give value to the pool.
Right.
I think, and some of the pools today, it's not just like back in the day.
No, it's a lifestyle today.
It's a lifestyle, and there's patios, and there's outdoor kitchens, and there's so many other things that go with the pool a lot of times. So I do think it adds value.
I agree. I hope that answers your question. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Tammy from Virginia. Colin, I need some advice from Julie. I know that you are the stepmom to Kyle and Lindsay. And I know with that probably came with a lot of bumps along the road as being a stepmom. I have been with my husband now for 3 years. I am now a stepmom myself. And I'm having a really hard time trying to gain some ground with my stepdaughter. And just wondering if you can offer some sort of advice as to what I can do. You know, I've tried to do fun activities with her, baking, things that I feel like that would bond us. And it just seems like I'm not gaining any ground. And I really would appreciate any type of tips that you could give me or anything that you could maybe put out there that will help me try to bond with my stepdaughter. I certainly appreciate it. We enjoy your show so much. We all watch it. We love you all. Bye-bye.
Oh, you know, I think that is such a loaded question. You know, when Todd and I started dating, you know, I truly, it came so natural for me with Lindsay and Kyle. And you know, I can tell you that, you know, I enjoyed spending time with them. I enjoyed doing things with them. And I don't know what age your stepdaughter is. You know, Lindsay and Kyle were young, and I think that I thought that made it better because they were young and we were able to develop this relationship over time. I think anytime there are blended families, you know, it's messy. It's just messy. And the only thing I can tell you is that, you know, you're not her mother and you're never going to replace her mother. And you can be there as a friend, as someone that she knows that she can count on. You can be a consistent, positive influence in her life. And it's up to her if she receives that or not. I think you have to go into it. If you love your husband and you want to make it work, then you know what? You accept his children. And I truly believe I did that from day one.
Well, I think that, you know, yes, I think that's sage advice. But I'll jump in because I'm the biological father of my two oldest children. Mm-hmm. I think that you have been an excellent, exceptional mother to all of my children. The relationship that you, I mean, I think you always thought that you had a good relationship with Lindsay.
Yes.
And you haven't realized until the last probably 3 years that she, and, you know, and I'll say it, I mean, and I know that it has bothered you, but I mean, you've now made peace with it. I think that it's not been until the last 3 years that you realize that Lindsay hates you. I mean,
yes.
She really truly has said she hates you.
Yes.
So I think from that standpoint, you know, a lot of things that have occurred in our life, and you and I share this information with you not because I'm proud of it, but because we said on Chrissy Confessions that we would not come on here and lie and stretch the truth and bend it and contort it or whatever. We want to give you information that will help you and so that you don't make the same mistakes that we did.
Okay, guys, so it's 2021 and nobody has time for uncomfortable shoes. And that's where Rothy's comes in. Start summer off on the right foot with comfortable bestsellers like flats, loafers, and sneakers from Rothy's. With sandals in an array of colors to shoes made for exploring, their newest styles have you covered. Plus, their spacious, washable bags are perfect for summer getaways. You guys know I've talked about Rothy's many, many times, and I absolutely love them. We actually have our order placed with Rothy's right now because school's starting back for Chloe. And I love the fact that I can get the styles that she loves and the colors that she loves, and I can throw them in the wash machine, and time after time, they come out looking brand new. Rothy's newly launched men's shoes are intentionally designed with an arsenal level of detail and created with nearly zero waste. Rothy's men's shoes are durable, washable, and better for the planet. Plus, vigorous testing during R&D results in a perfect fit wash after wash. Who better to tell you how comfortable Rothy's are than real customers? Lisa L. said these shoes are like walking on clouds. And Julie A. says there's no break-in period, no blisters, pure comfort. And let me tell you something. Julie C. says there's no break-in period either. You guys know I love my Rothy's. And the moment I put them on, I was like, okay, with most shoes that I buy, I have to like take it slow. I only wear them for a few minutes and then I have to take them off. But with Rothy's, I was able to wear them all day. So step up your summer wardrobe with washable, sustainable, stylish shoes and bags from Rothy's. Head to rothys.com/cc to find your new warm weather favorites today. That's rothys.com/cc.
You know, I had custody of Lindsay and Kyle from day one, from the moment that they were born, and I've never lost custody of them. And I married Julie, and Julie knew then taking me that she took Lindsay and Kyle. And I know that Julie has loved my children from the time that she's been with them. That was not a love that was ever received from Lindsay. And, you know, Lindsay has said on her podcast that she always felt like she was on the outside looking in. Well, that was something that she felt. That was not a way that she was being made to feel. That was what she felt. And I think that from the standpoint of your stepdaughter, you know, she has a mother. Lindsay and Kyle had a, you know, they have an egg donor. She was never a mother, but, you know, she was an egg donor. And she was never involved in their life. She never paid for anything. She never showed up. You know, I remember when Lindsay graduated high school and we threw her this, you know, this big graduation party, and I paid for her biological mother to fly in because I felt like that, you know, this is it. I will never have to listen to this woman again, never have to hear from her again when it comes to Lindsay, because Lindsay's 18 now. She's grown. She's leaving for school. So that means that her ratchet ass, you know, egg donor, I would never have to deal with again. But Lindsay never even spoke to her that day. She didn't even sit with Lindsay. Lindsay didn't engage with her, none of that. And then I was to blame because I had brought her there against Lindsay's wishes. I remember when Kyle was going into drug rehab that you went behind my back and paid for his mother to get on a plane and fly to go there with us to pick him up from that program after she had not paid a dime for the program, had helped him with anything, none of that. I mean, Lindsay went to Julie when she was 18 years old and asked Julie to adopt her behind my back. And yet you came to me and said, well, I think you had told Lindsay she had to come to me first to find out if it was okay.
Well, I told Lindsay she had to come to you and she had to go to her mother.
Right. And I think she sent her mother an email.
I felt like that was the right thing, because as I told Lindsay that day, a piece of paper is not going to change the way I feel about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was honest to that day and to this day. So, you know, she felt like that's something that she wanted to do, which
is baffling to me, though, but that she wanted you to adopt her, but yet she hates you. That was just crazy to me. But, you know, I guess, you know, when that was told to you a year and a half ago, and I watched you cry, it truly showed me the kind of woman that you are, because your response, my response, and I think most people's response when someone says, well, you know, they hate you. My response is like, and they ain't no love lost here. I ain't losing no sleep. Keep it moving. But your response was, how Lindsay feels about me does not determine how I feel about her.
Absolutely.
And that I will always love her as my daughter. I raised her, whether she feels it or not.
Absolutely. Because my thing from day one was always, I said from day one, these children, Lindsay and Kyle, I do not believe that you go through life without a relationship with your mother, whether it's intentional or non-intentional, whether, God forbid, something happens to your mother. I believe you suffer, you have this void in your life. And I believe, especially when your mother is alive and has the ability to have a relationship with you and doesn't, mm-hmm. I believe as a person, it causes you to question your self-worth. If my mother doesn't place me first, who's going to? And right. I think that.
And I think that that's why Lindsay has been the mother that she has been to Jackson.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
No, regardless of what our differences are, no one can ever say that Lindsay is not an excellent mother, that she has not placed Jackson first and foremost in front of everything in her life.
Yes.
She has done that. Lindsay has done for her son what she never had a mother to do for her.
Absolutely.
So, you know, for that.
And I believe that hurt people hurt people.
Yes.
And I believe that. And that truly, I believe that on, and I'm not just referring to Lindsay or Kyle or I'm referring to anybody. I believe that hurt people because it's a defense mechanism. It's our way to survive. It's almost like you're in a survival mode that is just getting through. And I've been, you know, if you've been hurt to a level that is so damaging, it's truly hard to recover without a lot of therapy.
But it has to be the right therapist.
Absolutely.
It has to be good therapy and the right therapist.
Absolutely.
You can't have a therapist that's out here telling you, you don't need anyone.
Right.
All you need is yourself.
Right.
You can't. Yeah. That's not a therapist worth having.
No.
But, you know, regardless of that, I mean, I look at it and think, you know, from your perspective of your daughter, she has a mother. If her mother is still in her life, she may be struggling with her loyalty to her biological mother and how much she can give herself over to you. But great parenting, and I want to make sure that I place a preface on this. Great co-parenting makes for great relationships with their children and other individuals. And I failed in that area because I had no co-parent. We did the best we could with what we had and what we knew. And that clearly was not sufficient when it comes to Lindsay. So, you know, I hope that it works out for you. I would just tell you that I have seen the hurt that has been bestowed upon Julie. And I would tell you to guard your heart and to make sure that to always know that biological tie will always be stronger than any bond that you have or that you create. And you need to govern yourself accordingly with that relationship. You know, I did want to talk about, because, you know, we have had, I think, 16 requests for interviews. You know, we're now starting to do interviews for the upcoming season 9 of Chrissy Knows Best. And we've had 16 requests for interviews this week. You know, we will be sitting down with multiple, you know, news outlets and stuff like that to discuss Lindsay and her filing for divorce from her husband, Will. And I'm not going to be discussing that because that is not something that I know anything about. My hope and prayer is that Lindsay and Will will resolve whatever differences it is that they have. And that Jackson will be the thing that is first and foremost, because if divorce harms you as much as Lindsay says it has harmed her, then you got to try everything you possibly can. Or you may end up like me. You may end up 50 years old with a child that's sitting there saying to you, if you had stayed with my mom, I wouldn't hate you. So, you know, my hopes and, you know, I guess, you know, what I pray for when it comes to Lindsay and Will and Jackson is Jackson seems to be a very happy child. And I say that based on the outside looking in, because I have no relationship with Jackson. None of us do. We have no relationship with Lindsay or with Will. But from the outside looking in, he appears to be very happy. And I know he is loved beyond measure. He is loved by Will's family. They have always been there for him. They have always loved him and worshiped him. Will loves him. Will has always been a good provider. He has been there for Lindsay and Jackson. And I don't live with Will, so therefore I don't know what his, you know, what he says and does with Lindsay, and I don't know what she says and does. But what I can say is that my prayer is that if it is God's will for those two to stay together, that he will do the healing that is required in order for that to happen. And that is all we're going to be discussing. So, you know, we have intentionally today, we had 73 messages that we were supposed to be responding to. We had to take out 29 of them because they pertain to what are my thoughts about Will, you know, about Will. You know, you were right, Todd. This is a man that doesn't show up and ask for his daughter's hand in marriage. Folks, you need to move on past that. If I can move past it, you need to move past it. That situation was resolved between Will and I years ago. And that has nothing to do with why they're divorcing. Why they're divorcing is their business. I don't know why they're divorcing. Don't want to know. Don't need to know. It's their business. But we're not going to take all these questions and fill up Chrisley Confessions talking about that because it's not our business. All I'm doing is wishing that God blesses them and that if they are meant to stay together, he will allow them to heal the way they need to heal and let them learn from it and prosper them, bless them, and move them on. That is my prayer for them. So if you're going to call in or send emails in each week asking about that, you're not going to get a response because I'm not going to give you an update on it. You now have the only update that I'm going to be giving when it comes to that situation.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more, all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Are you looking for excitement in your life? Are you looking to make a change? Do you want to move to a new city? Do you want to find new friends? Do you want to be the best version of yourself? I'm Lexi, and this is my Diary of a Gen Z podcast. I spend half my life on the ground, the other half in the clouds. This coming-of-age podcast will answer your real-life questions, but explore your daydreams too. Check out at Lexi every week on Podcast One.
Now, let's talk about, Julie, that Savannah for Sassy Cosmetics launched her bronze kit, her bronzer, whatever.
Bronzer.
Y'all have to forgive me because I'm not up to speed on makeup and stuff like that, although some people might assume that I am. And the numbers came back this week in her production call with her folks with manufacturing, and she's jumped over 140% in sales.
That's amazing.
And that is absolutely just amazing at how God will bless you when you are doing the right thing.
Yep.
And so I was so excited to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for the project that Chase has coming up. I think if any of you truly know Chase, Chase is truly, he's just a comedian at heart. I mean, if you didn't see this bullshit prank that he pulled on me on his TikTok, and on his social media with the snake, which everybody knows that I'm deathly afraid of a snake, then you should go watch it and get a good laugh. If you know, if you don't like Todd, you'll love the video because it's, you know, Todd being scared shitless by this snake. But Chase has a new project that he's been working on, and I think that you guys are going to love. He's an executive producer in it. He stars in it. And I think that you guys are going to love what he delivers. So a lot of projects coming forward. We've discussed Julie's cookware line. There's going to be more news to come next week on additional projects that we've got launching. And we're very grateful and blessed because, you know, listen, this whole thing with Josh Waits and the Georgia Department of Revenue, you know, they scared off advertisers from us. You know, they cost us millions of dollars. And, you know, we're having to build that brand back slowly but surely, and we're having to prove ourselves again. And we're having to do it when we should have never had to do it. We're having to do it because people like Josh Waits and Stacey Guest and Jeff Mitchell and Katie Colvin and Amy Doherty Hines and all of these other people that combined together tried to destroy a family because of their greed, envy, and jealousy. And God has blessed us, and we are now starting to build some of that back. And so we're doing that because you guys have stood with us and have stood steadfast. And for that, we are grateful. I know that Anna Rita McGovern and Terry Long are listening to the podcast. So I want to welcome you two to the podcast listenership. They are the ones who represent Josh Waits. So I want to welcome you to that listenership and make sure that you're taking notes of everything that I write down, because anything that I say on here, it's recorded. You guys go back and you listen to it because you complain about my podcast. Now, folks, just so you know, they have tried to silence me in my podcast. These are the people that went out here and tried to destroy me and my family with a lie. But when I come back with the truth, they want to cry to the courts and say, we need him to stop talking on the podcast about this. We don't need him to, you know, be posting things about the case and this, that, and the other. I have a First Amendment right. As long as what I say is the truth, I am allowed to say it. And we are going to continue to talk about what goes on in our life because that's our job. And it is what it is. So we're not going to lie to you. If it's bad, we're going to tell you about it. We're going to ask you to pray for us and lift us up. If it's good, we're going to thank you for the prayers and ask you to continue with them. So that's basically what we've had time for today. So do you have anything else to talk about, Julie?
No, I've got a busy day ahead. So okay. Yeah, I think this has been good.
Well, I enjoy being your partner on Crystal Confessions.
Well, thank you.
And again, it's turned into the Julie confession today, you know, with all of her Chrisley box and, you know, her, you know, cookware line. And I mean, you know, are you going to do, I read this in a tablet. I don't know if it's true or not, but that you're getting into bedroom lingerie.
No, I'm not.
I heard you might
Well, you might have heard. You never heard any of that.
I heard that you was going to become a rep for bedroom candy with Candy Burris. Oh,
now, listen, I love Candy Burris, but I don't think I'm going to give that job to Nanny Faye.
Yeah, because, folks, I just need y'all to know, and y'all are going to see this coming up. My mother said she wanted to get into the adult. What do you call it? Do you say sex toys anymore or whatever?
I don't know.
She wants to get into the adult entertainment business, I guess, because she wants to be a sales rep for bedroom candy for Candy Burris's collection. And I said, Mama, do you even know what that is? She said, I know that there's a lot of people smiling from it. So, and what did she tell? We'll end this podcast with her saying, with Julie telling you what my mother told her last night when I said, Mama, you are too old to date.
She said, I didn't know what kind of tricks she had up her sleeve.
That's what my 77-year-old mother told Julie when Julie said, Nanny, your grandkids and your kids are not going to let you date. You are 77 years old. What can you do? And she said, you don't know what tricks I've got. Yeah. And folks, on that note, we'll close out Chrisley Confessions. We thank each and every one of you each week for tuning in. We thank you for tuning in to Chrisley Confessions, for tuning in to Chrisley Knows Best, Growing Up Chrisley, and the new projects that we've got coming out. So until next week, love from our home to yours. Good luck and God bless.